On the show today, we have Greater Iowa Credit Union's very own Nate Scott talking about how CU Engage helped them through a very complicated and robust vendor selection process, choosing their new LOS for the future of their credit union. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Greater Iowa Credit Union's very own Nate Scott. Nate, how you doing today?
Doing well, Mike. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. And all things are going well in your neck of the woods as opposed to the whole coronavirus pandemic and everything else. Everything, are you okay in your neighborhood?
Yep. Yeah. I mean, as well as it can be right now, there's a lot of things going on. But yeah, I think overall, I was doing pretty well.
Good.
People are coming back to work. Things are opening up cautiously, slowly, but so far, so good, I think.
It's a good sign for sure. Yeah. Glad to see that happening for sure. So, and speaking about getting back to work, you guys worked with a company called CU Engage to help in your vendor selection process for your LOS in this case. So tell me about what you're doing, what you do at the credit union, and a little bit about your credit union, and then we'll dive into how CU Engage helped you find a new LOS.
Sure. So I'm the loan operations manager here at Greater Iowa Credit Union. I've been here for about 8 years, coming up in August. So I oversee loan servicing and loan underwriting for consumer direct and indirect and mortgage. Greater Iowa is just about $550 million credit union. We've been going and growing quite quickly. So when I started, we were about a $200 million credit union 8 years ago, and we're now, like I said, up to about 550 and continuing to grow. So
well done. Oh, well, that's good news as well. All right. So what was the catalyst behind your credit union's decision to look for a new LOS? What kind of started it all there?
Sure. So we identified over time that there were certain pain points for our members and for our staff, that there were certain functions and features and just automations that we weren't able to do. There were certain automations and integrations that we wanted to be able to do and offer our members, but just couldn't get done on our current system. Worked with our current vendor, and there were certain things they were able to help with and some things they ultimately weren't able to do.
Yeah.
So we eventually reached that point where we said, we really think to really get to that next level, to make sure we're meeting member expectations, to meet them where they are, mm-hmm. we're going to need to grow and expand and expand our product offering.
Yeah, and that sounds like that was kind of what was holding you guys back, was because you really wanted to expand and offer these things, right?
Right. Yeah, we wanted to be able to really meet them where they were. So whether that's at home on a computer, on their tablet, on their phone, being able to meet them 24/7 and hopefully be giving them an answer that would be automated in those cases where we knew it was a slam dunk, easy deal that we could get them out and right away and not have to wait for someone to show up the next morning and present those documents to them.
Indeed. And no time like now as well, as we're all really diving in deep into the deep end of the digital pool for sure. So No time like the present for sure. So when you started looking, how many vendors were on your initial list of potential candidates?
Sure. So we actually started with about 10 vendors. So loan origination process, we also looked at an account opening platform as well. So between those 10 vendors, a number of them were account opening only, a number were loan opening only, and some were both. So between those 10, we had a full kind of range of those options.
Okay, so you had quite a collection there to look at. So were there any marketplace demands that dictated some of your requirements that you guys were needing it right away?
Absolutely. So like you said, the member expectations are really evolving and escalating quickly. Like mm-hmm. you mentioned, the need to be digital, the need to meet people wherever they are and meet them where they want to be is becoming more and more important. It's really becoming even kind of table stakes. It's not that, boy, it'd be nice to have this. It's, if you don't have this, you guys are behind, and why don't you have it? Like mm-hmm. the Googles, the Amazons, and the Apples of the world are really driving that demand and expectation for members to be able to go, I want to do this on my phone today and be done and not wait for you to get back to me in 2 hours to let me know what's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's definitely, I like how you put that, because before it was a nice to have, it was a really cool thing to have, but now it's a have to have. So explain the breakdown of your selection process to kind of whittle it down to the top few that kind of percolated to the top.
Yeah, so I mean, going way back before we even started the project, one thing that we really identified were those pain points that we had with our current system and also what we really wanted to have, what was the things that we needed most. And those helped us determine both the vendors that we brought in and then also to further narrow that list as we got there. Mm-hmm. And some of those things included a really robust decision engine to be able to help members get those automated decisions as much as possible. Integrations with our core platform, our credit card processors, and our online banking. And an active partner that would help us not only give us some software, but then work with us to make sure that that software really worked for us and that we gave them feedback that they listened to help that software grow for us and for also their other clients so that we could all work together. We also really wanted a single platform as much as possible, so we weren't using this system for one thing and this system for another. Yeah.
Yeah, consolidation is good. So keep it simple. So what were your technology goals in this area as well? Was it pretty much simplifying everything, more automation, that type of stuff like you alluded to?
Yeah. So we really wanted to make sure that my goal whenever I create a new process is to make sure that the technology that the users have to go through is as short and easy and automated as possible, right? Mm-hmm. We want the people on the front line working with those members to be able to focus as much on the person in front of them and that story and that relationship and as little as possible on the software. It should kind of disappear in the background and work for us. We shouldn't have to work for the software, right? That's really always the goal.
Okay, let the ball do the work for you. That's what I was always taught. So what were you looking for in a technology partner? I'm assuming, again, having all the bells and whistles, but also I'm thinking like, flexibility moving into the future because things are so fluid now. So things are so dynamic. So is that one of the things you're looking for as well in a technology partner?
Definitely. We were looking for a technology platform that not only had all the bells and whistles now, but was built on a platform that could grow into the future and was open to integrations, open APIs, ability to grow and take advantage of all the things that that are coming now and also be flexible to be able to integrate the things that are coming soon that aren't out yet that are 2, 3, 5 years out that will be here before we know it.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, no doubt. And so let's turn to CU Engage. So how did they help you guys in this selection process? Because this is a pretty important decision you guys are making here for sure.
Absolutely. It's huge. It's, you know, that can be that growth driver for the credit union. So as much as we think we knew what we wanted in our partner and what we think we knew about how to do this, having CU Engage in there gave us a partner that was able to, that has experience in actually doing this on a consistent basis. So this is a huge project and credit unions don't go through an LOS conversion every year, every couple of years. And it's one that if you miss, it's going to be a big problem, right? You're going to establish put in a lot of work and a lot of time, a lot of effort. And if it doesn't meet everything you wanted to do because you were not aware of part of that process, it's going to cause a lot of problems. So CU Engage does engagements like this with LOS and online banking and other platforms on a consistent basis. So they're much more aware of current trends, current market leaders that are growing, new players in the market, as well as the established partners or established players in the market and the strengths and weaknesses of each one because they've been through these several times in the last couple of years.
And so what executives from the credit union were involved in the decision-making process here?
So throughout the actual selection process, both our VP of lending and our VP of member service were in all the demos and all the decision-making because it's a product and a process that involves everybody across the credit union, right? It's anybody who's in underwriting, anybody who's on the front line, it affects every single one of those people. So they were both involved in helping and guide that conversation without being the only decision-makers in the room. We also had MSRs, who would open the accounts and loans for members. We had branch managers. We had our direct underwriting team and our indirect underwriting team represented. We really wanted this selection process to represent the viewpoints from everyone in the process that would use the product because it can really go bad if you don't involve the right people. If you think you know what they're doing, but you don't actually know, it can really go sour if you don't do it the right way.
Yeah, that's great that you did that because you get a whole gamut, you get different perspectives from different positions on how this will work for them and then how it will transfer to the member. So that's really good that you involved all these folks. It's really cool. And so what steps were involved in the final selection?
Sure. So once we had those initial demos from all 10 vendors, we worked to CU Engage and had a process to narrow it down to 3. From those 3, we had a full day deep dive demo for all 3 of those vendors. They came on site. They showed us kind of what they went through initially of how that process would look for members, but then also got deep into configuration, the structure of the system, how to make it really work and how we configure our workflows and configure our decision engines and work with our document processor and all those things. So once we completed those demos, we went back through and we had a standardized worksheet for each one of our presentations. And that's something that CU Engage provided to us. It was a helpful guide to set up and start those conversations and discussions about what were the strengths and weaknesses of each one of those vendors and, mm-hmm. and how we ended up with the decision that we did.
I feel like I'm on an episode of The Bachelor.
Yeah, very much. Rose. Yeah.
So who did get the rose? Nate, right. Who was the winner here?
For us, it was TCI and their decision support platform. It has both the account opening and decision lending platforms together.
Okay.
It was a really robust platform. It had kind of all the bells and whistles that we wanted. It was a very new platform built on new technology. It's actively in development. We see updates every 2 weeks to the platform. They're putting out new information, new functions every few weeks. They also were willing and open to being a great partner for us. We talked a lot about that, the process and the selection to say, you know, the one thing that they didn't have initially was an integration to our core, but they said they would write it. They would be able to build that out for us and make sure that we had all the functions and features that we needed for our members when we went live. Mm-hmm. So they really both punched the buttons for being new and active in development, as well as being a good partner for us going forward.
Well, cool. Good for them and good for you guys as well. So it sounds like you certainly covered your bases. I mean, if there were, obviously in baseball, there's four bases, but if there was like 20 out there, I think you guys would have covered all the bases. So you guys did a really good job. So what advice, having said that, I mean, what advice do you have for other Creightons out there who may be in a similar position as you guys? What advice would you give them in this process?
Sure. I would say that make sure you take your time initially. Don't just jump into this right away and expect to have a quick decision. This is a very big and long-term decision that need to take seriously. Establish your core kind of project tenants, the things that are absolutely critical before you start, and kind of your wish list of the needs to have and the nice to have stuff first. Before you even start looking at vendors or digging deep, just kind of create that list to the side of people you might want to talk to, but create that process first, and then also identify which expertises your systems or your people have already and what things you may not have in-house that you may need to go engage some partners with to make sure you get that right solution, because mm-hmm. a slow, methodical solution that gets you the right answer is much better in this case than quick and something that wouldn't be right for you long term. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like you really have to address your strengths and weaknesses and where that vendor can help you out in those areas and where you can help the vendor actually. So it's really a two-way street, I think, right?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we were looking for in the partners, both that we would be able to get feedback and grow throughout the process with them, and they would listen to us and say, hey, this is the way we'd like to see it work and grow and build for us as we continue to grow with the platform.
Indeed. All right, sir. Well, anything else? Any final words of wisdom here that you'd like to add that maybe we didn't cover?
I can't think of anything initially else that I'd like to add, but just thank you for having me on today. I really appreciate it.
Well, congrats to you and your credit union and also TCI and then CU Engage for helping you guys out. So it sounds like you guys are off to the races, off to double your size once again here in the next few years.
Yeah, let's hope. Yeah.
All right, Nate. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. Well done, and keep up the good work. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Have a good one.
You're welcome.